This week, NPR's Morning Edition reported on the after effects of exposure to mustard gas in experiments on 60,000 U.S. enlisted men during World War II. The chemical agent can cause burns and life-threatening illnesses. On Monday, their story centered on how blacks and other minorities were singled out for these experiments. Tuesday's report dealt with the Veterans Administration's failure to keep its word to thousands of those vets. Current State Scott Pohl is here with the story of a Michigan man whose life was dramatically changed by mustard gas exposure during the war. Scott, tell us about Norm Knappman, please.
Well, Mark, 93-year-old Norm Knappman has quite a story, but unlike the veterans we heard from in NPR stories this week, his exposure to mustard gas wasn't the result of experimentation. It was part of his job while assigned to an Air Force ordnance company. I spent some time with him this week at his home in Howell.
We was based in England, a place called Shambrook over there. They had one of the largest ammunition dumps there in England. And my job was loading and unloading the bombs over there. Plus, we took care of all the 50 caliber stuff and everything like that. We took care of anything that the planes would need when they go into combat over in Europe, in Germany.
Could you describe the bombs for me?
We drove out there to this depot. When we got there, we were sworn to secrecy. He says, what we're doing now, you can't repeat outside. We didn't even know where we were going. So we got there. And the only protection we had from mustard gas bombs was gloves. They had special gloves for us. And these mustard gas bombs were in containers, wooden containers. They were about 125-pound bombs. And what we had to do was open these containers up and look and see what the stuff was oozing out of the nose. And it was. And the area where we worked in, they had pavement there, but they had all some kind of a white powdery stuff all over to walk in. So the mustard gas leak, it would go on to that. Well, I worked out there for about an hour, 2 hours, and then we moved over to another side, and I picked up that there container, opened it up with another fella, and it was terrible. It was all over. That was the last thing that I remember.
Why is that?
I was out. When I came to, I was in the 49th Station Evac Hospital in England.
How long had you been unconscious, do you know?
I must have been unconscious for at least, I would say 2 hours. I had to be because they had to drive me over there, see, to this place. But being sworn to secrecy, when the doctors revived me, I couldn't tell them what happened. They thought I had a heart attack and not there. So that's what they put me down for, see. So I was there for about 2 days, maybe 3 days, and they got me going again. And they brought me back to my area, my station where my unit was. Well, when I got there, they gave me some light-duty work to do for a while, but then it was back to, on the line again. When I was working, all of a sudden, everything would get blurry, my eyes and everything like that. And the next thing I know, I passed out. Well, when I passed out, they thought I had a heart attack again. So they put me in an ambulance, the old meat wagon, and took me back to that hospital. So they examined me over there. But still, I couldn't say nothing. See? Well, they kept me there for about 3 days. And back to my unit again. And when I got back, 2 days later, then the thing was happened all over again. And I didn't know what was going on. You know, I didn't think about mustard gas, you know, doing stuff like that.
How were you exposed to the mustard gas? Did you breathe it in? Did it touch your skin?
Yes, I did.
Both?
Yeah. I breathed it right in. See, when I opened that up, it just, I don't know, it had a funny odor to it. That's all I can say, you know, and yellow. Well, I didn't think of nothing that I was going to get burned by it, see?
Iman Howell talking with Norm Knapman, a World War II veteran, about his exposure to mustard gas during the war. Did you continue to have these episodes that seemed to be like heart attacks? Did it
Yes.
affect the rest of your working life?
Yes, I did. I kept getting that all the time. And the thing was, after I got out of the service, they sent me a letter thing, which I have here, and it says in there, I was discharged for severe nerve condition through combat fatigue. Well, that wasn't true. They messed up there, but that's what they discharged. They gave me 10% disability at the time, which was $50 a month. And after that, when I went to workplaces and I'd be working there, I'd be going to work, I'd feel good, you know? I mean, like that there. But I was running a machine. All of a sudden, everything just started to get blurry. Out I went. So I got back out of that and I wanted to go back to work. They says, well, because of your job that you have, we're going to have to discharge you so you don't injure yourself at work. He says, you could injure yourself very seriously. We don't know what you have or anything.
So you were unable to carry on a normal work life.
Yes, it was very, very hard for me to get work and stuff.
Can you tell me about your experience with the VA trying to get treatment throughout your life?
My experience with the VA was that the Board of Appeal did not tell them, believe it or not, did not tell them that I was in there with mustard gas problem at all. And the thing was that the VA tried everything on me. And I asked them, I said, don't you know what I'm in here for? And they said, yeah, you got a hard time breathing. So the last time I was in there, they want to cut my throat open and put a thing in there, yeah, so I could get my air. I said, no. I said, it's my lungs. I says, what's the matter with you people? Well, we weren't informed that bad. But the Board of Appeal never did that. Then afterwards, Bob Hansel here was my veteran affair man. He fought with me for 8 years on that there to the Board of Appeal. And then finally I got a thing that I got mustard gas that they granted me. But they said, because I'm not on oxygen, they're only giving me 30% disability. I had 10%. Because I'm not on oxygen, they only gave me 30%, which made it 40%. But those people should have realized that when you have mustard gas exposure on your lungs, you can't have oxygen. Because the oxygen, what it does to my lungs, is a like a burning feeling sensation in there and that. And it hurts like hell.
Norm Knapman was exposed to mustard gas during World War II. Was part of the problem that you were unable to prove you had been exposed to mustard gas? And part of that also might be that you were sworn to secrecy about being exposed to mustard gas. Was that part of your problem?
Yes, that was the problem. But I had a big helper, Senator Levin. We got a hold of Senator Levin. Senator Levin, he went to bat for me, and he said, they sent a letter to, and also to the Board of Appeal, that my unit, that was our job to pick out mustard gas bombs that were leaking. That was our job. And then we got a letter from the colonel from the Air Force, and he said that I did work in mustard gas exposure on these bombs that were in these crates. But it didn't seem to sink into the Board of Appeal for some reason, I don't know. But they always came back, said, well, he's not on oxygen, so we're only giving him this here. Well, those people should be trained to realize that the disease, this disease that I have, lasts a lifetime. I'm 93 years old now, and I still have it.
Well, Norm Knapman, I want to thank you for serving your country, and thanks for telling your story regarding being exposed to mustard gas during World War II. An honor to meet you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for coming there. You're the first one that's ever come to me and have interest in what I had all these years. I surely appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Scott, so how is Norm Knapman doing these days?
For a 93-year-old man, he seems to be doing fairly well, though he will always have trouble breathing, and he continues to occasionally have one of his spells, passing out. Penicillin does help a bit by relaxing his lungs, and he gets treatment as quickly as he can. He's living on the $500 a month in disability benefits because of his mustard gas exposure, and another $900 from Social Security. And to top his story off, Mark, he was born in Germany. He spent his second birthday on Ellis Island.
How about that?
Norm Knapman went into the U.S. Air Force when World War II started, even though he wasn't yet fully a United States citizen.
How interesting. Thanks for the story, Scott.
Sure thing.